you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who.
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're talking about making old sports new. You're going to learn about some sports in our lesson over the next couple of days, and they're very unique sports. They look like traditional sports, like basketball and volleyball and soccer, but they're kind of new. They're very different. People have changed the rules, or they've even added new rules. Now, do you ever play games and maybe change the rules to make it more interesting? Carolyn, do you ever do that?
Well, it can make games more interesting, and I think a lot of times people will change the rules to card games, mm-hmm. most often, but sometimes my siblings, my brother and sisters and I, we would change the rules to games like hide and seek, where we would add rules from the game tag, where you had to hide from the person and then run to the base where the person had been counting while they were gone. And if they see you, it's not just you have to get back to the base, you have to get there before they tag you.
Okay, yes. Well, that's a good rule to make it very interesting and very challenging. I like that rule, that addition. Well, what do you do to games to make them more interesting? Talk about that with somebody in English, but of course, let's get started now. Open up your magazine, Making Old Sports New.
Making Old Sports New. New ways to play your favorite games. Basketball, baseball and soccer are classic sports that people will always enjoy. And yet, we keep changing popular games like these in new ways to keep them fresh. Underwater hockey. This game is played in swimming pools with two teams of six players. Each player has flippers, a snorkel, and a stick used for hitting a puck. Each team earns points by hitting the puck into its underwater goal.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Ever heard of playing hockey underwater? It's a real sport. In this month's sports article, we'll learn about some new twists on some classic games. Before we begin, let's take a look at our key words for the day. Popular. Popular is an adjective. The steak dinner is a very popular meal at this restaurant. Underwater. Underwater is an adjective. There is an old underwater city near the coast. Revise. Revise is a verb. I felt much more confident about my report after I had revised it the second time. Compete. Compete is a verb. Each team will compete in at least three games. Your more information words are hockey. Hockey is a noun. Chess boxing. Chess boxing is a noun. What is your favorite sport? How would you change it to make it more fun? Think about that as we begin.
Well, we're going to continue learning about underwater hockey. But first, let's go back to the top of this section here. We read, Making Old Sports New. Okay, so you're making something new. There are new ways to do things in life, right? Make something new. Do something in a new way. And here we read, new ways to play your favorite games. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
That's right. And we start off with some very common popular games. Basketball, baseball, and soccer are classic sports that people will always enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. Lots of people enjoy playing those sports, and they will be enjoyed for many years to come. But we continue. And yet, We keep changing popular games like these in new ways to keep them fresh.
Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is popular. Yes, if something is popular, that means many people enjoy it. If someone is popular, that means many people like that person.
That's right. So maybe you are a popular person at school, or you know who the popular people are. But these sports are also very popular, and we're going to be talking about some sports that are combining a few different elements from other sports to make these old sports new. Mm-hmm. And they are becoming very popular new sports.
That's right, and we are keeping these sports fresh, okay? These are some fresh things we're talking about. Let's look at that word, fresh. New ways to keep these sports fresh. Well, how else could you use that word? You could talk about fresh ideas. It's good to have fresh ideas. Maybe you want to invite someone new onto your team so that you have some fresh ideas. So fresh is not just an adjective we use to talk about food or air, but you could talk about other things too. What else could be fresh, Carolyn?
Well, anything that you want to be new or exciting or interesting, you can make it fresh. Mm-hmm. Even your hairstyle. You could get a very fresh hairstyle and it could be new to you and very unique.
Okay, and today, of course, we're talking about ways to make these old classic sports fresh. Well, the first one here is underwater hockey. We're very excited about this. As you can see, I'm dressed like a hockey player, kind of. I have my hockey stick and this hockey helmet, or it's a helmet anyway, and then this jacket to look like a hockey player. Now, Carolyn, what do you have with you?
Well, you're ready for hockey, but I am ready for something underwater. I have my nice yellow flippers, and I have these swimming goggles here on my little owl here. Yes, yes. It's very important if you're going to be underwater to have your flippers and your goggles.
Yep, flippers, goggles, good for underwater. And underwater is a word straight from our word bank. Underwater, well, it's what it sounds like. You're under or in the water. So an underwater sport is played in the water, like a swimming pool.
That's right. So instead of being on ice like you usually would be for hockey, and you'd be skating across the ice, here you need to wear flippers and go underwater. Now, we learn a little bit about how this game is played in our lesson here. This game is played in swimming pools with two teams of six players. So we don't have enough players today, Gabe.
No, we don't. We only have two people. It would be two teams of one player each. And so you're playing in a swimming pool, and each player has flippers, like Carolyn is wearing on her feet. A snorkel. We don't have a snorkel here, but you use a snorkel to breathe near the surface of the water. It's kind of like a tube. And a stick, like I have here, used for hitting a puck. This is a hockey stick, but in underwater hockey, the stick is much smaller, maybe like the end or the head of this stick.
That's right. And each team earns points by hitting the puck into its underwater goal. So remember, all of this is going on under the water.
That's right. All underwater. It's very interesting. This sport, underwater hockey, is also called octopush. Kind of interesting. Octopus, of course, is an animal. It's underwater. But octopush, you're pushing this puck from one end to the other into the goal. Well, this does sound like an interesting combination of a couple of sports. Right now, it's time for us to learn more with Michelle and the Language Lab, and then we'll continue talking about underwater hockey.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 popular 这个形容词。P-O-P-U-L 这个字根有大众的意思，所以 popular 是指受欢迎的或者是广受大众喜爱的。例如 The Eiffel Tower is one of the most popular sites in Europe. 巴黎铁塔是欧洲最受欢迎的景点之一。它的反义字是自首加上 UN, 变成 unpopular, 意思就是不受欢迎的。例如 ,such an attitude made him unpopular in the company, 这种态度让他在公司里非常不受欢迎。接下来我们来看的是 underwater, 这个形容词。underwater 是指水中的或者是水面下的。例如 ,the underwater lights make the fountain shine at night, 水中的照明灯让这个喷水池在夜里闪闪发亮。或者是 underwater aerobics is great for expecting moms because it's mild yet burns a lot of calories. 水中有氧舞蹈非常适合孕妇，因为既温和又可以消耗许多卡路里。We are on the first day of our lesson, Making Old Sports New. And today we have talked about a very interesting new sport called underwater hockey. It is hockey played under the water. You have two teams with six players each, and they all have a hockey stick, but it is much shorter than this one, perhaps just this top part, and they are underwater. They have flippers on their feet. It is quite an interesting sport to watch. Well, we have more to learn about this and other sports in the next part of our lesson.
Making old sports new. Other team members must be ready to take the puck when a team member goes up for air.That makes underwater hockey a true team sport. Chess boxing. A sport can also be revised by mixing it with another game. In chess boxing, two players compete on the chessboard and in the ring. First, their minds are tested in a game of chess. Then they use their strength in a round of boxing. They repeat this for 11 rounds. The winner beats the loser in chess, knocks him out while boxing,or gets more boxing points.
Well, we're going to talk about chess boxing, but first let's finish talking about underwater hockey. We're learning the rules of underwater hockey here. Other team members must be ready to take the puck when a team member goes up for air. All right, to go up for air. That means you're playing underwater.You only have so much air in your lungs. You need to go up for air sometimes.
That's right. So you have to go back up to the surface so you can breathe. And that makes underwater hockey a true team sport because even the best player still has to go up for air at some point.
Okay, a team sport, of course, is a sport where you're not just playing yourself against somebody else. You're playing with a team.And this is a true team sport because you really do rely on your teammates to come and help you when you need to go up for air. Well, now it's time for us to see a special video about underwater hockey. Carolyn, let's stand next to each other so everybody can see us. We look like underwater hockey players together.
Yes.
Let's watch this video.
What's so exciting under the surface? It's underwater hockey, played by dozens of teams throughout the United States and in more than 20 other countries around the world. In underwater hockey, two teams of six face off on the floor of a pool, trying to put the puck in the trough-like goal. Players use short sticks to slide, zigzag, and shoot the 3-pound puck around the pool. With fins and fancy stick work, this non-contact sport is all about speed, finesse, and the flick.The special underwater hockey puck is heavy and coated in plastic to protect the bottom of the pool and let it glide like an air hockey disc. With some practice, players can maneuver it deftly and launch it high off the bottom. Most sports go back and forth. But underwater hockey is also played up and down in a three-dimensional playing area. When one player comes up to the surface for a breath, someone else has to be on the bottom. Teamwork is crucial as even the best players have to come up for air eventually. Meanwhile, play is constantly transitioning from offense to defense and back again, testing players' individual fitness and team synergy. Underwater hockey is fun and safe for players of all ages and skill levels. In the United States, co-ed teams play weekly pickup games and also travel to regional and national tournaments chance to compete. Then, every 2 years, countries send their junior, masters, and elite national teams to the World Championships, which showcases the best underwater hockey on Earth.
At local clubs, new players are always welcome to attend weekly practices. Most clubs even have equipment to borrow, including ear protectors, mouth guards, and special gloves.
Come check out an underwater hockey team near you. To find a club or get more information, visit our website at usauwh.com. We'd love to see you on the bottom.
So if I understand this correctly, in chess boxing, you're playing chess. One person is playing chess, and the other person is boxing?
Yes, I think that's right.
Wait, Carol.
Because it's chess boxing, so there's chess and there's boxing.
Right. Well, Carol, I think we're wrong. I think that maybe both people are playing chess at the same time, and then they both start boxing each other in the ring.
Oh, well, that might make more sense. It would be very distracting to have somebody hitting on you when you're trying to move your chess pieces.
Right, yes, I'd appreciate it if you'd stop hitting me while I'm playing chess here. Okay, friends.
Oh, sorry.
Let's take a look at this game a little more closely, okay? Chess boxing. As you can see, there's a chess set here with chess pieces, and Carolyn has boxing gloves, and I still have my helmet because this is a dangerous sport. So, this idea was actually taken from a French artist named Enki Bilal in his comic book. He had a comic book, and a sport inside was chess boxing. Now it's a real sport that people play.
Wow, this is a very interesting sport that people can play, combining chess and boxing. But, learning about this sport. A sport can also be revised by mixing it with another game. So before we had underwater hockey, which is taking a game and putting it in a different environment, a different place, moving from ice to water. But now we are taking two games and putting them together to revise this game.
Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, revise. When you revise something, that means you change it to make it better in some way, or at least make it different.
That's right. So you change it. And you can use this word not just talking about combining two sports or combining two things together. You may also need to revise your English paper. If you have written something for a class, you might need to go back and revise it, make some changes, and make it better before you turn it in.
That's right. You might make some revisions. There's the noun form of that word, a revision. R-E-V-I-S-I-O-N. I need to make some revisions on my English paper before I hand it in to my teacher. So here we're talking about a sport that is revised, or two sports revised, to make a completely different game.
That's right. And in chess boxing, two players compete on the chessboard and in the ring.
Okay, on the chessboard and in the ring. So there are two places. Of course, if you are a boxer and you like boxing, like Carolyn looks like she likes boxing, you would box in the ring. That is actually not round, it's a square area where people box each other. Okay, they're fighting against each other. Now, the chessboard is where you play chess, and you compete on the chessboard during chess. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, to compete. You compete against somebody else, and that means that you are going against them in something. It's a sport or an activity.
That's right. So, you might have heard of a competition. That is when you are competing against someone else, usually for a prize. You want to achieve something or gain something. Maybe you go and compete in an English speech competition. That is one way you can compete.
Okay, so in chess boxing, there are two players. First, their minds are tested in a game of chess. That's why I'm wearing a helmet to protect my mind. Okay, their minds are tested in a game of chess, then they use their strength in a round of boxing. They repeat this for 11 rounds. Okay, what that means is that there are 6 rounds of chess and 5 rounds of boxing. 11 rounds in total.
That's right. And the winner beats the loser in chess, knocks him out while boxing, or gets more boxing points.
Okay, well, let's take a look at that phrase there, to knock someone out. Okay, this starts with K, knock, and out. Oh, maybe you're playing video games, and some video games you might see the letters K-O. That is a knockout. And if you're boxing, you might knock someone out. Okay, and what does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, it means that the other person is down. Mm-hmm. They are done and cannot continue. But right now, we can continue learning with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, then with Michelle in the Language Lab.
This month's sports feature gives us a good excuse to discuss how to cheer on a sports team.
Knowing how to cheer a team on to victory in English isn't as easy as it might be in certain other languages. The reason is the cheer depends on who it is exactly you want to cheer for.
That's right. You could cheer the whole team on, or just the team's offense, or just the defense. Or you can cheer on an individual player.
Or if you and your friends feel like it, you can cheer against the other team. But again, each cheer will be different, depending on who you're cheering for.
Also, the cheer you use will depend on which sport is being played.
If we use basketball as an example, a good cheer to use at the game would be...
Defense! Defense!
But that's not something you'd hear at a baseball game.
Okay, here's a good all-purpose cheer you can use in any sport, including underwater hockey and chess boxing. Insert the team's name or player's name between the phrases, "Let's go." The cheer would sound something like this. Let's go, Ken, let's go. Let's go, Ken, let's go.
Okay, got it. 当我们观赏比赛，我们常常会喊加油。你有没有想过加油的英文要怎么讲？我们中文只要讲加油两个字就可以了。但是英文的加油呢，有很多种讲法，你必须喊出你加油的对象，比如说球队的名称 Let's go Orioles， 或是球员的名称 Let's go Jeremy。 有些时候呢，你还可以选一方面加油，比如说看篮球的时候，你可以喊Defense 防守加油 ，Offense 进攻加油。而加油这个举动呢，英文叫做 cheer on。Let's go cheer on the Blue Jays。我们去帮蓝鸟队加油。这就是今天的 Info Cloud。我们下次云端见。
好，接下来我们看的是 revise 这个动词 ，re 这个字首有再一次的意思，所以 revise 是指修改或修正。例如 ,Teresa spent a lot of time revising her English report. Teresa 花了许多时间修改她的英文报告。Revise 也指调整。例如 ,After comparing themselves with their competitors, the company revised their prices. 经过与竞争者的比较之后，公司决定要调整他们的价格。所以我们看的是 compete 这个动词 ,com 这个字首有一起的意思。所以 compete 是指竞争。如果要说明和哪个对象竞争的话，是用 against 这个介系词。例如 ,our team will compete against last year's state champion tonight. 我们的队伍今天晚上要和去年的州冠军决一胜负。它的名词是 competition,C-O-M-P-E-T-I-T-I-O-N。例如 ,the fierce competition attracted a large audience.激烈的竞争吸引了许多的观众。And now let's see what our teachers are up to.
Hey, Gabe.
Yes?
Which of these sports would you like to play?
Carolyn, I like the idea of chess boxing,、
yeah?
but I still don't think that you understand it. And if you keep on hitting me, well, friends, thank you for joining us here today. And of course, we have more to learn about making old sports new right here on Studio Classroom.
See you.
Checkmate.
What?
Game? Yes, I win. I win. Let's go do underwater.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.